local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this little Friday. Time to go. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. Now let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's in our accident-free conditions continue so far this morning. Traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, been a good ride from Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way to Loxley. And through Mobile, we're clear. No delays, no backups. The school bus is already starting to travel. Remember, it'll be back down to 15 miles an hour in those school zones. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment from around the globe. See them at Mobile International. festival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Good morning. Glad to have you here online at fmtalk1065.com. And remember, check us out, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. Find me at fmtalk1065 on Twitter and at Dalton Orwig on Twitter. We'll talk more about that in the last couple days here to get signed up for the College Football Pick'em Challenge. Time to check headlines. Here's at Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fatal accident on I-65 has claimed the life of a father and son. It happened Wednesday night. Victims have been identified as 42-year-old Conan Ivy and 17-year-old Nathan Ivy. Both were passengers inside of a vehicle, and it went airborne, hitting a tree at the 60.2-mile marker. Conan was pronounced dead at the scene, while Nathan was transported to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, but succumbed to his injuries. The driver has been identified as 42-year-old Elizabeth Ivy. She was also transported to the hospital, but she survived. The family is from Conecuh County. Alabama state troopers are right now continuing to investigate this crash. The Republican Party announcing a new platform in hopes of drumming up even more support for some hot-button issues. Issues like the right to life of the unborn, voter ID, charter schools, and the right to bear firearms, opposition to Common Core education standards, and standing for the national anthem. Those are among the 17 platforms. Chairwoman Terry Latham said in a press release that this is a first for the state party. The state executive committee approved the list of principles Saturday, saying, quote, "Our platform shares our beliefs of a foundation based on limited government, freedom of speech, sanctity of life, and respect of our laws, among many other statements and values. With the platform of the Republican National Committee as our base, we are anxious to share our new ALGOP platform with all Alabamians." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Visit Dauphin Island this Labor Day weekend. On Friday, Sean Sullivan brings Midday Mobile to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site from noon till 2. Then Friday night on West End Beach, it's the final free Greer's movie, Cars 2, delighting youngsters of all ages. And the final art night at the gallery is also this Friday night. Enjoy the white sand and warm Gulf waters at West End, Public, and the East End beaches. Plus the bird sanctuary, the fishing, wonderful food, and more. Spend Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama appeals court has upheld the murder conviction and life sentence of a 19-year-old accused of killing a man with a baseball bat. Prosecutors say Eric Blackerby attacked 19-year-old William Neff with an aluminum bat in 2015. Trial evidence said Blackerby's brother was fighting with Neff over a girl. Blackerby was 16 at the time of the attack. He struck Neff, who later died from his injuries. An indictment reveals more information about forgery charges against a retired Mobile police officer. Michael Barber is accused of falsifying traffic tickets in order to justify overtime. Those tickets were never turned into court. Barber was indicted by a grand jury on Friday for 45 counts of forgery and one count of theft. The indictment shows he made $2,700 in overtime that he didn't actually work for. He could face 20 years behind bars. Brandon Williams will be in court today to answer charges over a weekend home invasion. It happened on Lakeview Drive in West Mobile. Williams is accused of trying to break into the home where a teenager was home alone. Her mother was shot as she confronted Williams and another man. Police are still looking for him. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned, too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Lots of news from the NFL yesterday. The New York Jets traded quarterback Teddy Bridgewater and a 2019 sixth-round draft pick to the New Orleans Saints for a 2019 third-round pick. Jets will now likely start first-round draft pick Sam Darnold at quarterback with veteran Josh McCown as his backup. Bridgewater is favored to be the backup quarterback for the Saints, playing behind future Hall of Famer Drew Brees. After starting for the Minnesota Vikings for two seasons, Bridgewater suffered an awful injury in practice 2 years ago today. He missed all of 2016 after dislocating his left knee and tearing multiple ligaments. It was awful. One of the worst injuries I've seen. But now he's back, and the Saints traded for him to maybe be their long-term starter after Drew Brees retires. The Green Bay Packers announced Wednesday that they've signed quarterback Aaron Rodgers to a record-breaking contract extension. ESPN reports that the four-year, $134 million extension could be worth up to $180 million in total money. The extension includes nearly $103 million total in guarantees and has an annual average value of $33.5 million. Rodgers will be 40 years old when the deal expires after the 2023 season. Federal officials announced Wednesday that Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks has been charged with insider trading relating to investments that were made 4 years ago. The Browns released the linebacker from their roster yesterday afternoon. Kendricks apologized earlier Wednesday in a statement shortly after the announcement was made by U.S. Attorney William McSwain. Kendricks admitted to insider trading, saying that he accepts full responsibility for his actions and that he, quote, knew it was wrong. The U.S. attorney said that Kendricks turned $80,000 into nearly $1.2 million in only 4 months using tips from his friend Demilari Sinoiki. Sinoiki allegedly gave Michael Kendricks stock tips in exchange for NFL tickets, cash, and time on the set of a music video shoot. Sinoiki is a former investment banking analyst at a large investment bank. The 27-year-old Kendricks said he's cooperated with the authorities and, quote, will continue to do so.
That's kind of the, you know,
they've made some bust here recently, too, of elected officials in a situation where they know enough. I guess they're smart enough to know they can't use the insider information because it'll be easily tracked, but they then share it with somebody else in exchange for something, right? So they know they can't make those stock plays because of the easy link, but they'll find a third party to do that, and then that third party pays them somehow.
Hey, you know, I'm no lawyer, but reading the details of this, it seems like they have Kendrick's dead to rights.
Well, when you come out and say, I know what I did wrong, and I'm sorry, that means you're going, your attorney goes, hey, best choice here is just admit to what happened.
And even if he didn't admit to what happened, 4 months turning $80,000 into $1.2 million, it was pretty obvious with the stats that they rolled out.
Yeah.
The PGA Tour is in Boston this week for the Dell Technologies Championship at TPC Boston. Round one set to begin this morning. Only the top 100 in the FedEx Cup standings are eligible to play in this second of four FedEx Cup playoff tournaments. And after this weekend, only the top 70 in the standings will advance to the following week's BMW Championship. Today, Tiger Woods gets started at 12:16 p.m. Bryson DeChambeau, world number one Dustin Johnson, and defending champion Justin Thomas tee off at 12:28. Jason Day, Webb Simpson, and Pensacola's own Bubba Watson tee off at 12:40. In Major League Baseball Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Tampa Bay 8-5. The Philadelphia Phillies beat Washington 8-6 to gain some ground on the Braves in the race for the NL East division. The Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 2-1 in an extra innings game that was delayed from Tuesday night, and then the Mets returned the favor by beating the Cubs 10-3. Christian Yelich went 6-6 and hit for the cycle as his Milwaukee Brewers defeated Cincinnati 13-12. In 10 innings. 6:17 now, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. And don't forget, Sean just mentioned it a minute ago, you're invited to sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. We now have over 125 entered to compete in this first
lambs to the slaughter
tournament.
Come on, my friends.
And if you think you can pick this year's NCAA games better than 125 of your closest friends in FM Talk 106.5 family, well, go ahead and sign up at the link on my Twitter feed at Dalton Orwig. It's also listed on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and you got to sign up first to be part of what has been preseason trash talk.
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't even had our first weekend of games, and the trash talk has begun, which I got to tell you, I don't want to put an end to it. I like it. So keep up the trash talk. Make sure you sign up, though. I mean, it makes no sense to trash talk about it on social media platforms until you sign up. When you do, then you can start boasting about how you're going to beat up on everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this week, a special one. You get to pick the Auburn game and the Alabama game.
All right, and y'all can get ready to lose. See, that's how it works.
That's awesome.
6:18 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check the ride in. Kane with traffic on the way, plus Dr. Bill's forecast coming up.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpop culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, so far, accident-free conditions continues. Traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, 65, haven't had any delays yet. Tillman's Corner and Theodore also looking good so far this morning with no wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's the name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, offering roof replacements and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All Right, 620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We're talking about deadlines, too. Number one for our College Pick'em Challenge, but also deadline to get your picture in for the original Oyster House's Sunset Contest. You got now through the end of the month to go by, take a picture at sunset at either original Oyster House location in Gulf Shores. You could, I think, frame up Little Lagoon there, looking west across Little Lagoon. And then on the causeway, my location... I mean, like, I don't own it or anything, but I feel like I do. My location of the original Oyster House on the causeway. I take a picture maybe with the sun setting over downtown Mobile or over the bay there. Listen, use your artistic sense. Take the picture, but then post it facebook.com/originaloysterhouse with the hashtag OOH Sunset. Put that picture up. Make sure to let your friends know it's on their Facebook page so they can like it and you can share it and get a little more activity there. And if you win, if they select your photo, you'll get a gift certificate for two for $50 for dinner, lunch, whatever you want to do at the original Oyster House, plus a tote bag full of goodies. Once again, that's on their Facebook page, facebook.com/originaloysterhouse. But you got to use your phone, use your camera. Does anybody have a camera anymore?
Well, yeah, I do know of a few people that have a camera, but they're the good photographers. Look, well, they're not like me.
I can't. We cannot find. We bought the, like a lot of parents will do. You have your first child, and I was talking about that yesterday with my daughter. I now have a teenager. By the way, also thank you for email. Thank you for the emails of condolence. Listen, I got emails and texts yesterday from friends going, "We're sorry. We know you got a teenager now." I said, "Oh, it started last year. She was already getting into teenage mode at that point." But we, you know, like a lot of parents, bought a camera, like the nice camera. We're gonna have, and then digital really picked up, and it was a digital camera. But we just said, man, we ended up taking pictures with our phones, and
it's
nobody too easy. Nobody can find the camera now, by the way. But that's a whole other story. But yeah, so I've got another, 20 years of this. Somebody said, "Oh, yeah, well, you only have till they turn 19. I don't know. Looking around my family, it's about 30 that all the children decide that, oh, guess what? Parents were pretty smart, and, you know, we were pretty dumb.
I had no idea. Well, I did have an idea, but I forgot that this was the teenage birthday you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Oh, there's no forgetting that in my house, Dalton.
Mm-mm, no way.
It's be a teenager now. Mm-hmm. It might as well be a voting adult.
Well, the next big one is 16.
Yeah,
I know, so you're ready for that one.
Yeah, and like somebody said yesterday, they're talking about, oh, the sports car or whatever. Sure, sure. Long bed, single cab, work pickup.
That's how you do it.
One of our farm trucks, get a farm truck, and get a new farm truck, and the old farm truck will become... She's going to hate me. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Let's just check headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two more have been charged in a high-profile case involving Conecuh County Commissioner John Williams Andrew Jr. The Alabama Attorney General's office has announced that Jack Lamar Jordan, who was 57, and Jimmy Coy Salter, who was 64, are each charged with one count of conspiracy to manufacture a controlled substance in the first degree, one count of unlawful possession of marijuana in the second degree, and one count of unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Attorney General Steve Marshall's office says that both men were initially arrested in 2017 on warrants for those drug charges and later released on bond. A grand jury was presented with evidence August the 23rd of this year, which led to the current indictment. Suspects will be arraigned September the 3rd, saying, quote, "If convicted, Jordan and Salter each face penalties of 20 years to life imprisonment, plus up to 1 year in jail for unlawful possession of marijuana in the second degree, and up to 1 year in jail for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia." A school prank in our state capitol nearly changed physical education across the state. Are you kidding me? No more dodgeball, kickball, and duck, duck, goose? According to WIAT in Montgomery, the Alabama school superintendent, Dr. Eric Mackey, says a document with the Alabama Department of Education's letterhead asking that these popular games not be played, it was all a hoax, he says. Quote, "We don't support the document. It is not an official policy of this department." Mackey says that games that the schools play is up to each individual school. Whomever is responsible for this prank, well, they get a flag on the play. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Coming up, Captain Bobby Abrascato, which is about an hour and change from right now with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. So if you have a big Labor Day weekend slated, get a little time to get out and go fishing, he'll point you in the right direction. All right, so Dalton, as per our last email, I have a list here of the most annoying phrases people use in an email.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Okay. I wonder how many I use.
So we'll see. We'll see if these, you know, we don't do, I mean, we forward things around here and we may send once in a while an email to everybody, like you'll send it or I'll send it or somebody will, but it's really rare because we're a small shop here, so we can just kind of walk back, use the intercom system where we holler.
Right.
Hey, y'all want to do this? But yeah, so there's this is probably a bigger problem in bigger companies out there. So a new survey asks people for the most annoying phrases that people use in their work emails. So the top nine from here. Number nine on the list, reattaching for convenience. I don't know that I've ever seen that one. Have you?
No, I haven't. And most of the time, mine automatically connects or attaches whatever you're forwarding.
Right, so yeah, welcome to 2018. Number eight, as discussed.
Yes, I get that one a ton.
That's some serious snark. When you do that, that's like somebody failed to do something. As discussed, and then go back and, seven, pretty much the same thing, as previously stated. So I've heard that one before. Yeah, we got that one. Let's see, what else on our list here? Number six, I don't see the please advise.
Okay.
Do you see that one?
Not that often, but I have seen it before.
Okay, so please advise on that list. Number five, sorry for the double email.
Yes, I have gotten that one, but it's usually, you know, people from around here,
right,
where they're just saying, hey, sorry I sent you two.
Yeah, so meaning that they're what? They're doubling down on the same subject, or they just absolutely forgot that they had sent the previous email?
Maybe it's a double click of send.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Number four. Any update on this?
Oh, okay, yep. Yep.
That is the way. That's the way of just normally you'd say you've done nothing on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in the email world, in the plan, any update on this?
That happens when I forget one of my responsibilities that comes around once every 6 months.
Any update on this? Yes, I've gotten a few of those in my life. Number three, per our conversation.
Yep, that one's annoying.
Think about if you use any of these outside of email. If you just say, like, you know, if you walked in one morning and say, per our conversation about this weekend, Dalton.
I'd probably just turn around and walk away.
Number two, per my last email, kind of the same thing. And number one here, not sure. Oh, this is passive aggressive. Not sure if you saw my last email. Any of those bother you? Hit us up on the text line or on email. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Kerry Mook Bracey, who was wanted for a shooting in the Marlowe community in Baldwin County, was arrested Wednesday afternoon in Jefferson County. Bracey's accused of shooting 20-year-old Corbin Miller inside a mobile home on County Road 32. Investigators say Miller, Bracey, and another person were fighting over drugs. Miller met the two to sell marijuana. After the shooting, both men left in a gray 2016 Chrysler. Bracey's alleged accomplice still on the run this morning. A terrifying moment for customers inside a Mobile Hardee's Wednesday morning. Investigators say a man, Joshua Byrd, and a woman ran into the restaurant on Moffett Road and hid in the bathroom with a gun.
We've seen him hide some of the weirdest places.
It started Tuesday night when police recovered a car stolen from Citronelle in the parking lot of the Super 8 next door to the restaurant. The two were found at the motel, then tried to run and hide from officers in the Hardee's restroom. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office wants to question 42-year-old Kimberly Ann Stonesifer and 29-year-old Danielle Sims about a weekend shooting in Pensacola. It happened on North Madison Drive Sunday. 30-year-old Rowan Travis was shot several times at a home there. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Bill Savage. Presented by Dex Imaging, office technology with a local touch. And by Boyd's Royal Night on Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're looking for any excuse to kiss your old mattress goodbye, here's one. Huge savings on a new Serta. For a limited time, you can save on more than just a mattress designed to cool and cradle you in ways you never thought possible. You can experience comfort the way it was always meant to be. Hurry in today and find your match made in comfort heaven. Not just sorta comfortable, Serta comfortable.
Kiss your old mattress goodbye and save up to $700 on Serta Eye Comfort. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta Comfort today at Good Morning Mattress in Bailey's TV and Mattress and Mobile.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, Why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
The family of dead African-American teenager Jordan Edwards, unarmed but shot and killed by former police officer Roy Oliver in a Dallas suburb, says Oliver should have received a longer prison sentence. Oliver was sentenced to 15 years last night, but could be eligible for parole in 7.5 years. Oliver's lawyer, Bob Gill, says they'll appeal the murder verdict and the sentence.
We want to appeal the jury's verdict at both the guilt, innocence, and punishment phases of the trial. We believe that there are some errors made during the trial that are significant errors and need to be explored on appeal.
Child abuse charges are being tossed out in the New Mexico Desert Compound case. The charges dismissed because of procedural delays. The group's leader and his wife still face charges in the death of a 3-year-old boy. President Trump tweeting that if he has to resume war games with South Korea, they'll be, quote, far bigger than before. This after blaming China for a lack of progress in getting North Korea to end its nuclear program. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Ross Akay with Your Money Now. Commerce Department figures on consumer spending today are expected to show that July saw a fifth straight month of solid growth. The Federal Reserve's preferred read on inflation also forecast for an increase of 2.3% from the same period last year. Cloud computing giant Salesforce crushed profit forecasts for its second quarter. Earnings came in at 71 cents a share, beating forecast for 47 cents a share. 10 months after first discussing a merger, the Monell Center and Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia have agreed to a one-year deal to collaborate on developing joint scientific programs and clinical research. They'll start with 4 pilot programs. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indexes both hit new record highs for the fourth consecutive session, boosted by gains for technology companies such as Amazon and Alphabet. The NASDAQ added 79 points, the S&P gained 16, and the Dow climbed 60 points. Futures are pointed toward a lower market open. And that's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
It's the Labor Day flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators, and you can get some of the lowest prices of the season. Our flooring experts are ready to help find the perfect floor for you. With our new installation services, you'll get an in-home assessment, licensed and insured flooring installers, 1-year limited installation warranty, and flexible financing. Just pick your floor, we'll take care of the rest. The Labor Day flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so Labor Day weekend, just a day away here, and it feels like August in South Alabama.
Yeah, it sure does, and we're going to have plenty of rain in the forecast, but most of it will be during the afternoon hours, which is typical, but we're going to see quite a widespread coverage of thunderstorms over the next few days. And certainly today, with scattered thunderstorms, some developing this morning and most of them this afternoon into the early evening hours, that's going to keep temperatures just below 90, around 88, 89 degrees for the high today. Now tonight, a few thunderstorms in the evening, gradually tapering off. The low tonight will be in the low to mid-70s. And then tomorrow, again, a good chance for thunderstorm activity and highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. Now, for the weekend, we're going to see scattered to numerous thunderstorms, particularly in the afternoon. That's the case for Saturday, upper 80s, and the same for Sunday, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. So you're going to need the umbrella. The best time to be outside over the weekend looks like it'll be during the morning hours. And if we look at Monday, fewer thunderstorms, but still scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. And temperatures again in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. So if you look at the 3 days for the holiday weekend, looks like Monday will be the best day.
All right. What about the tropics, Dr. Bill? What are you watching?
Things are getting rather interesting. It's quiet over the Gulf of Mexico. We do have a tropical wave that is in the vicinity of Puerto Rico. It's headed toward the Florida Peninsula. We're going to watch that because conditions, by the time that arrives on the Florida Peninsula and into the Gulf, it'll be around Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and conditions may be favorable for that to organize. Out in the distant Atlantic, we have a huge tropical wave coming off the African continent. In fact, it is so strong that the National Hurricane Center has already indicated once it gets out over water, it'll become a tropical depression.
Wow.
But that's way out near the African coast, and it's too early to tell whether it's going to recurve up into the eastern Atlantic or continue toward the Caribbean, but we have plenty of time to watch that one.
So, okay, just back to the education portion of our discussion. So you can look at a wave coming off the African continent, and is there a signature to that wave that lets you know that when that hits the Atlantic, it is going to form into something tropical? I mean, can you see a sign of that before it even gets over water?
It looks like conditions are favorable in the upper atmosphere in that area. The wind shear, which has been a problem all across the Caribbean and still is the Caribbean, and out over the Atlantic, the upper air winds have been too strong for any development. Waters are beginning to warm up in that area, but conditions look favorable in the upper atmosphere, so that once that moves out over water, that it looks like it's going to become organized rather quickly.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, Dr. Bill, we'll check back next hour.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast and an eye on tropical weather. And let me add this, too. He'll talk more in detail about the marine forecast coming up. But, you know, I check these things because got a holiday weekend coming up. I'm sure we'd like to get out and run the boat, maybe chase one or two species we're still allowed to keep in the Gulf of Mexico. But, yeah, not good news for Gulf anglers out here, y'all. If you haven't checked, Saturday, southeast 13 to 18 knots. And y'all know if they tell you it's going to be 13 to 18, it's quite often a lot, add five. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Saturday night, southeast winds, 13 to 18 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Sunday, same deal. Monday, same deal.
You know,
so 3 to 4 is big.
As a guy who's never out on the water, that doesn't sound bad, Sean.
Come on, I'm going to take you on some trips. By the way, too, obviously we struck a chord here with your list of annoying email phrases out there. We're not the only ones that have seen some of these. I know that, let's see here. This one from Paul. This is, okay, I've said this before. I don't know if I've typed it. Paul says, we see too much of this phrase at our work. Thanks for what you do.
Mm-hmm. Is that the sign off before you put your name and return email down below there?
I don't know, Paul. Is that like a signature line that just stays there? Thanks for what you do. I've said that in person. I don't know that I've ever put it in the email. Also, let's see. I love this from Superbomb. Says bubble it up.
Mm-hmm.
Bubble it up.
I haven't heard that.
Bubble it up at her work means send your questions or problems to the next in command.
Okay.
Bubble it up. But because in church, we're often told, offer it up. Right. Okay. Something says about the church is like, you offer that up. It's something you can't, I'm so mad about such and such. Uh-huh. Offer it up. Well, this is bubble it up. It's a couple of folks here obviously have the same kind of emails bouncing around here. So, yeah, that list, I'll tell you what, I'll post that list, not by email, but up on my Twitter feed in just a couple minutes. 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check Kane with traffic and Kelly with headlines next.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Labor Day sales event, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks, and check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. Right now, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry in to the Ram Labor Day sales event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 6 years equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers, regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 9/4/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Great ride coming in across the Bayway for the Eastern Shore. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear from Moffitt Airport, Schillinger Road. If you're traveling out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Range Line, Hamilton Boulevard, and Theodore Dawes Road, won't find any delays. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home this Saturday, September 1st, versus Louisiana Tech at 6 p.m. Order your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 online at fmtalk1065.com. And a reminder, you can stream us live on your smartphone. The app, it's free. It's pretty solid. Works for Android or iPhone, called TuneIn Radio. Check it out at your Google Play Store or on iTunes today.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Surveillance video is helping to bring answers to a Gulf Shores investigation involving sea turtles' eggs. Four suspects accused of disturbing a recently hatched nest of loggerhead turtles, well, they now could face hefty fines and some time behind bars, as one of the men seen in a surveillance video is reported to have confessed to the crime. Gulf Shores police posted the video on Tuesday. That man then showed authorities the trash can where the eggshells from the nest were recovered. Those suspected in this matter were in town visiting from Georgia. Now, since no formal charges have been filed, the names of those believed to have been involved have not yet been released. This case now heads to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the U.S. Attorney's Office as a result of this involving an endangered species. Good news, though, two eggshells were recovered. Mobile police need your help. A local Dollar General was recently broken into. Suspects smashed a door and took off with cigarettes. Police have posted surveillance photos of the two men that they believe are involved. That Dollar General is located on McVeigh Drive North. The theft happened early Wednesday morning. Police say the suspect used a cement block to shatter the door and gain entry. If you have information, call MPD at 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio Show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Visit Dauphin Island this Labor Day weekend. On Friday, Sean Sullivan brings Midday Mobile to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site from noon till 2. Then Friday night on West End Beach, it's the final free Greer's movie, Cars 2, delighting youngsters of all ages. And the final art night at the gallery is also this Friday night. Enjoy the white sand and warm Gulf waters at West End, Public, and the East End beaches. Plus the bird sanctuary, the fishing, wonderful food, and more. Spend Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama appeals court has upheld the murder conviction and life sentence of a 19-year-old accused of killing a man with a baseball bat. Prosecutors say Eric Blackerby attacked 19-year-old William Neff with an aluminum bat in 2015. Trial evidence said Blackerby's brother was fighting with Neff over a girl. Blackerby was 16 at the time of the attack. He struck Neff, who later died from his injuries. An indictment reveals more information about forgery charges against a retired Mobile police officer. Michael Barber is accused of falsifying traffic tickets in order to justify overtime. Those tickets were never turned into court. Barber was indicted by a grand jury on Friday for 45 counts of forgery and one count of theft. The indictment shows he made $2,700 in overtime that he didn't actually work for. He could face 20 years behind bars. Brandon Williams will be in court today to answer charges over a weekend home invasion. It happened on Lakeview Drive in West Mobile. Williams is accused of trying to break into the home where a teenager was home alone. Her mother was shot as she confronted Williams and another man. Police are still looking for him. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your morning with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Lots of news from the NFL yesterday. The New York Jets traded quarterback Teddy Bridgewater and a 2019 sixth round draft pick to the New Orleans Saints for a 2019 third round pick. The Jets will now likely start first-round draft pick Sam Darnold at quarterback with veteran Josh McCown as his backup. Bridgewater is favored to be the backup quarterback for the Saints, playing behind future Hall of Famer Drew Brees. After Bridgewater started for the Minnesota Vikings for two seasons, he suffered an awful injury in practice 2 years ago to this day. Bridgewater missed all of 2016 after dislocating his left knee and tearing multiple ligaments. It was awful, and he could be the quarterback of the future for the New Orleans Saints. I'm sure that's what they're hoping, and were hoping yesterday when they made that trade with the Jets. The Green Bay Packers announced Wednesday that they've signed quarterback Aaron Rodgers to a record-breaking contract extension. ESPN reports that the four-year, $134 million extension could be worth up to $180 million in total money. The extension includes nearly $103 million total in guarantees and has an annual average value of $33.5 million.
That'll work.
Yeah, not bad. Rodgers will be 40 years old when the deal expires after the 2023 season. Federal officials announced Wednesday that Cleveland Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks has been charged with insider trading. That's not a charge you see attributed to NFL players very often. That relates to investments made 4 years ago when he was a Philadelphia Eagle. The Browns released the linebacker from their roster day yesterday afternoon. Kendricks apologized earlier Wednesday in a statement shortly after the announcement by U.S. Attorney William McSwain. Kendricks admitted to insider trading, saying he accepts full responsibility for his actions and that he, quote, knew it was wrong. The U.S. attorney said that Kendricks turned $80,000 into nearly $1.2 million in only 4 months using tips from his friend Damilaire Sinoiki. Sinoiki allegedly gave Michael Kendricks stock tips in exchange for NFL tickets, cash, and time on the set of a music video shoot. Sinoiki is a former investment banking analyst at a large investment bank. The 27-year-old Kendricks said he has cooperated with the authorities and will continue to do so. In Major League Baseball Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Tampa Bay 8-5, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat Washington 8-6 to gain some ground on the Braves in the race for the NL East division. Phillies now 3.5 games back of the Braves. The Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 2-1 in an extra innings game that was delayed from Tuesday night, and then the Mets returned the favor by beating the Cubs 10-3. Christian Yelich went 6-for-6 and hit for the cycle as his Milwaukee Brewers defeated Cincinnati 13-12 in 10 innings. The Chicago White Sox beat the New York Yankees 4-1, Boston crushed Miami 14-6, and Houston beat Oakland 5-4. Tonight, week one of the NCAA football season kicks off. There were some games on Saturday, but that was week zero.
Still bothers me.
Tonight there are 12 games, including the number 21-ranked University of Central Florida Golden Knights. They play at UConn at 6 p.m. They have to defend that national championship from last year, right? The UCF Golden Knights, who claimed it.
What, you got me? You just want to start this right now? You want
to get? I am trying to get under Sean's skin here. Head coach Bill Clark and the UAB. That's right. Head coach Bill Clark and the UAB Blazers begin their season in Birmingham at 7 p.m. against Savannah State. And one SEC team gets started tonight. Texas A&M begins the Jimbo Fisher era at 7:30 at home against Northwestern State. 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a nice ride so far. Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear. County officers are working radar out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore again this morning. No problems across the Bayway, the Causeway. Watch your speed again if you're traveling northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Officers are there. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door price again just 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at Spring Hill Toyota. Toyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not. Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her. Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
I'm still on a family dispute, 28-5171.
No, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
652 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, and of course y'all on the text line and the phone line. Speaking of the text line too, still, we should have done this in email form, but earlier in the hour, didn't catch it. We had a list of annoying email phrases that were listed here, had nine of them, and we've added two of them here with y'all. How about this one? How about this? Govern yourself accordingly.
Govern yourself accordingly?
Yes, in an email. Now, I have never seen that in an email, but Lord knows I heard it in my house growing up. If you know, something would be said, and Mother would turn, govern yourself accordingly. I've heard that one before. And that thanks for what you do. Paul said, yeah, that is a signature line. That's not just something put in an email. That is a signature line.
Thanks for what? Now, I post, thanks for your time. That's
do you have
the
it as a signature?
Though, right? No.
Okay, so that's different. That means you thought about it specific to it. This is a signature line. So if the previous email from somebody being like, you're a low down. Thanks for what you do.
Well, I think it's awesome when you send that, when somebody sends you a email that's, you know, strongly worded and mean. I think thanks for what you do is actually kind of a funny response. But most of the other time, no.
This one from Hal. Preach, Hal. He says, pursuant to. He said, usually starts the final sentence in a discipline letter. I may or may not have seen that over the years. But you're right. When you see pursuant to in an email, it's usually not like pursuant to, mm-mm, we're going to have a great weekend at a big party. Once you all to come over, you know, and we're going to cook out. You never see pursuant to is always in something that's not a fun email.
Pursuant to how great of a job you're doing. Here's $10,000.
Right. You don't see that. And then this one here from Dale, the one I use most, I guess he uses the most or he doesn't like, please confirm your receipt. Now, I said to him on the text line, I get the automated, do you want to confirm receipt of this email? Yeah, you know what I'm talking. Have you seen these before?
Oh, yeah.
Say it'll pop up. So and so wants to confirm the. I'm telling myself here, real fast. I say no. I've seen your emails, but I say no because I feel like I'm being, you know, like I don't want to. I don't have to confirm anything.
No.
But yeah, it says you want to confirm. Click here to confirm receipt of the email. I always say no. All right, 6:55. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Florida woman now facing charges after deputies say she was found intoxicated and passed out in the driver's seat of her vehicle and her 5-year-old daughter in the back seat. 30-year-old Sarah Neese was arrested Tuesday for child neglect, DUI, and felony violation of probation. Sounds like a movie, but it was a true story, as the mom and daughter only found thanks to a phone call. The child answered her mother's cell phone in the vehicle, her father on the other end. Authorities say the quick-thinking dad FaceTimed his child, saw the mom passed out. He even tried to wake her up. He was able to see in the phone call where the car was located and found both. Once he arrived, he took his daughter out of that vehicle and called 911. Fire rescue crews responded. They were able to wake up mom. She was not talkative, but she did give them the middle finger. According to the arrest report, she blew a .276 and a .272 3 hours after the incident when they were trying to figure out just how intoxicated this woman was. According to the authorities, she is on probation for willful child neglect in connection with a case in 2015 where she had intercourse with a 15-year-old child. Let's talk about some lunch plans and Saturday. Did you know Saturday is National Euro Day? And Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe is giving one customer the opportunity to sample one free euro per week for a year. Customers ordering on the app or online Saturday will be entered for a chance to win a free euro for a year giveaway. Winners will be announced on Tzatziki's Facebook, Instagram, and blog pages on Monday. Best of luck to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:57, FM Talk 106.5, and the sidebar discussion has started here. Kelly said euro. Mm-hmm. You say euro.
Yep, I started with a Y.
Right, which is actually, that is the correct way, but that's not the way. We say hero.
Hero.
Yeah, we say.
Better than the first time I saw a hero stand. I called it a
gyro.
Yeah, gyro.
I did the same thing as a kid. And when I say a kid, I mean like 24, 25 mm-hmm. years old. 6:57 FM Talk 106.5 and hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Remember, online at FMTalk1065.com.